I don't know if Robert is able to get this scripture that Pastor Steve has given me that he asked me to talk on this morning. It's one scripture, it's one verse, it's not long. And it is at the end of the 9th chapter of Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth. And there it is. Fantastic. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. But the question is, what is this indescribable gift? I'm only talking for 5 or 6 minutes this morning, so if I was to do the reading that the verse comes from, that would take the entirety of the talk. But I can just say to you that it's from a passage, and it's a long part of the letter that Paul writes, where he is trying to cultivate in his hearers an inclination towards charitable giving. And this is what he's describing when he talks about an indescribable gift. He's talking about charitable giving. But it's slightly paradoxical to be talking about giving as being a gift, isn't it? So that's what we're going to think about this morning. Jesus tells us in the book of Acts that it's more blessed to give than to receive. But I wonder how many of us, if we're really honest, actually think about charitable giving in this way. I would like to think that that's what my heart is about, but I can honestly tell you that there are plenty of times when there's an opportunity to give and I don't take it. I mean, if you think about charity telethons, where for hours on end people are trying to encourage you with famous people coming up, or stories which prick your conscience and trying to get you to open your wallet and give. Or if you think about these groups of people that appear in high streets across the land where they're trying to distract you as you're going around just shopping and trying to get you to give a donation every month to some charity. Or homeless people. How often do we see homeless people and they're just being ignored on the street? Homeless men and women, particularly on the trains. Have you ever been on the tube where you've seen the people that are walking up and down and there's homeless people? If you're really honest with yourself, how often do you think about those individuals as presenting you with an opportunity to partake in something which Paul describes as an indescribable gift? Maybe we don't. Or maybe we don't as much as we could. So how is it that Paul speaks in this way? So if we think a little bit about the activity of gift giving, and then we'll think about how the Bible talks about gift giving, and then we'll see if we can line our thinking up with Paul's. Two things are necessary, or two participants are normally necessary for a gift giving. That would be a giver and a receiver. I like to buy myself gifts, so the giver and the receiver can sometimes be the same person, but not everybody likes to buy themselves gifts. I do also like to give other people gifts. But if we dig a little deeper into what gift giving is all about, there's more to it, and there's deeper underlying themes. You need an occasion. Maybe it's a birthday, maybe it's Christmas, maybe it's a wedding. But then you also need deeper and underlying motivations, and sometimes obligations. And those aren't necessarily bad things. Certainly when we think about them biblically, they're not bad things. How does the Bible talk about gift giving? Well, I found out just last week that the most searched for verse in online Bible translations is John 3:16. I'm sure you'll know it off by heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. God so loved that he gave. But Jesus wasn't just given, Jesus also gave himself. So the obligation to the motivation of love, Jesus' obligation was not something which he found difficult because it was joy. The book of Hebrews tells us that for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. So those two things, the motivation of love and an obligation or a compulsion of joy, are the things which are necessary to provoke in us a spirit of gift giving. See, we can read about Jesus and we can talk about Jesus and we can sing about Jesus, but if it stops there, then we haven't gone far enough, because the world needs more from us. And this is why Paul links the act of giving, charitable giving, to the authenticity of a believer's faith. Because if the two are not in sync, then there's a problem. See, if our recognition of what God has done for us in giving Jesus for us to save us doesn't inspire in us and motivate us to give charitably, motivated by love, compelled by joy for who Jesus is, then how's the world really going to know what we believe? It's absolutely necessary for us to give and to have a spirit of giving and to see it as a gift, because when we give, we actively participate in the gift which Jesus is for us, but also for the world. And we share the love of God for our fellow humans. And we're compelled by the same joy that Jesus experienced when he gave himself to go to the cross. As Paul says in his letter to the Galatians, all that counts is faith working through love. The reason that Paul calls giving in this way an act of grace and an indescribable gift is because through Jesus, grace came. And through our giving, that grace continues to proceed forward into the world. That's why it's an indescribable gift, and we can all share it. Thank you.